NOM Update News. I'm Zachariah Hughes, and it's 9:02. A bill that would symbolically make 20 Alaska Native languages official languages of the state got some pushback on Thursday. House Bill 216 sponsor, Anchorage Republican Charisse Millette, was questioned about ramifications of such designations. Currently, English is the only language for official business in Alaska. North Pole Republican Doug Isaacson said during the House State Affairs Committee meeting that he worries that others will read intent into the bill that's not there. Supporters said the symbolic recognition could help preserve the languages, but Wasilla Republican Representative Wes Keller questioned if another method shouldn't be found to do that. Millette said she was offended by such questions and doesn't understand the resistance. The bill remains in committee. Yesterday, the Nome Utility Board and Nome Common Council unanimously passed a resolution to enter a 20-year purchase agreement with Pilgrim Geothermal Limited. Pilgrim Geothermal is a company developing a geothermal energy source at Pilgrim Hot Springs. According to the agreement, Nome will pay Pilgrim a flat rate of 25 cents per kilowatt hour for 20 years. During that time, the utility system will purchase a minimum of 17.5 million kilowatts per year. John Hanlon, utility manager, negotiated the contract as a way to reduce Nome's diesel dependency.
This would reduce the amount and the reliance on diesel fuel exclusively. It will not replace diesel totally, and we still will be operating diesel generators for frequency control.
Another benefit, Hanlon said, is the contract ensures a stable energy rate as opposed to oil's fluctuating prices.
At least for a portion of our electricity, we will have a known cost.
Currently, Nome utility customers pay 21 cents per kilowatt hour. This agreement increases today's rate by 4 cents, but keeps prices stable over two decades. The voting members believe this steady rate offers customers a better deal, assuming oil prices will escalate. Carl Emmons, utility board member, voiced reservations to the resolution before voting yes on its passage.
I have trouble supporting it because it's a crapshoot that we're betting that the price of oil is going up. And we're betting that no other technology is going to come along that's going to be a better deal than this.
Berta Wilson, utility chair, agreed, calling the agreement a gamble, but said she hasn't seen fuel prices decrease and doesn't expect to see them drop in the future.
We could just sit here and be at the mercy of the oil companies and just hope that they're going to lower their price, and which, like I say, I don't see that forecast.
The contract will terminate if Pilgrim Geothermal cannot deliver 2 megawatts of electricity energy to Nome by December 31st of 2016. The company hopes to supply power to Nome by the end of this year. On Wednesday, the school district administration met with the city manager's office for an update on budget needs for the school year ahead. Putting together a budget for Nome Public Schools, or just about any district in Alaska this year, is no small feat, with the legislature entangled in arguments over education funding. The total cost for all of Nome schools, including personnel, fuel, maintenance, travel trips, and internet access, altogether, is just about $14 million. That sounds like a lot, and it is, but here's how those numbers break down. The federal government handles a big part of those costs. For example, on paper, NPS pays around $500,000 for internet access, but under a special E-rate program, the district gets reimbursed for 80% of that expense. And for the year ahead, at least, the federal funds NPS relies on are secure. State funding is a bit trickier, though. Steve Gast is the superintendent of Nome Public Schools. He says depending on how party politics play out in the legislature in the next month, the per-pupil funding coming to the district could vary a lot.
There is going to be some increase to it, but there's people out there that are talking from $85 all the way up to $400, and that's a huge number. You know, that's hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of difference.
At the low end, Governor Sean Parnell's proposed increase in the base student allocation would bring $145,000 more into the district. Another proposal from a group of Democrats would raise the rate by $404 per student this year, which is extremely unlikely, but would amount to an injection of $687,000 into Nome schools. So, how do you budget when anywhere from 1 to 5% of the value is still on the table? Gas says you just plan on getting none of it.
So what we do is we try and build a budget on conservative numbers, numbers that we know are going to be available to us, and then start subtracting and adding based on what we think is going to happen in the legislature. So it's kind of a juggling act. We talk about conservative, we're planning the budget based on no student allocation increases and trying to make the numbers work accordingly.
The district is pursuing a strategy that copes with projected funding gaps before the state takes any action. They're banking on getting funding for 700 students, which means just over $8 million, but the district can't meet all of its projected costs without asking the city for extra funds, which has a healthy precedent.
There's been a string of superintendents who have really done a good job with the fiscal responsibility of the school districts, allowed us to only go to the state, or excuse me, to go to the city and ask for 62% of what the maximum amount that is allowed by law for them to provide for us. The nice thing is, because we've had that relationship that has built up, it makes my job just a whole lot easier when I go to the city, because they know that we're not looking for, you know, we're not asking for extra money. We've been responsible with our funds, they've been responsible with our funds, and we continue to work together to make it happen.
The city is required to give about $1 million to the district, and NPS is requesting that they pass along another $1.3 million to make ends meet. Compared to other districts in Alaska, that is on the lower side, and NPS is bringing forward their proposal, having already taken steps to reduce costs.
But here's what we're doing as a school district standpoint to uphold our end of the bargain, and where we're reducing as well. We're trying to do that through attrition, either through teachers that have said they're not coming back, or through retirement and shuffling maybe some students or shuffling some positions, and trying to make that happen to have the absolute least impact on our programs and on our students as we possibly can.
The district is also dipping further into their cash reserves, the fund balance, in order to make ends meet. The hope is that if extra money does come through, then savings can stay put in the account. But like many districts and agencies across the state, NPS is having to fill in gaps with rainy day funds as they downsize. The district's shrewd approach also banks on the likely possibility of getting one-time or special funds that could help mitigate costs if they come through, but not wanting to build a budget around such hopes, NPS is making like the Marines and planning for the worst. The district has until May 1st to finalize its budget. And the Senate Finance Committee has proposed a $9.2 billion state operating budget, the amount of which is likely to change before the bill advances all the way to the floor. Amendments, including one related to tentative labor agreements, are still pending. The draft released on Thursday includes an additional $400,000 to support state efforts to move towards taking over certain environmental permitting from the federal government. The state subcommittee had cut $750,000 from the $1.4 million requested by the administration and also proposed reallocating about $210,000 in one-time money. The House cut funding for the effort entirely. The draft also partially restores funding for a program that helps pay student loans of healthcare professionals or provides payments if they serve high-need areas of the state. Price of gold is up $2.50 to $12.94.20, silver up 11 cents to $19.80 an ounce, and zinc still at 89 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 is scheduled to arrive on time in Nome at 11:41. Unofficially, 11 degrees outside the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.